It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he does once a week during these wintry months, it's Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And a lot of activity going on last weekend into this week. And we're going to talk about what we've got coming possibly this weekend as things maybe start to taper off a little for avalanche danger, but that doesn't mean that it's still not there and it's still a little risky to get out and about and recreate in the backcountry. Brett, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Dave. This is timely information for people.
So as I was kind of alluding to, had a lot of activity last weekend and into this week, didn't we, up there?
Wow. I mean, a prolonged period of natural avalanches that released. We saw natural avalanches that released 4 days in a row, and remotely triggered avalanches. That means human-triggered avalanches that were triggered from a distance, so folks weren't even on the slopes. And this is a common characteristic with this type of sugary snow that we have at the base of a snowpack. So it was an unprecedented period of dangerous conditions. You know, we had a high avalanche danger rating for 8 days in a row, and I can't remember another period where I've had that danger rating up that high for that long. So it was definitely a remarkable period.
And thankfully, you know, we didn't have any reports of any injuries or anybody get caught or anything like that over the week, did we?
That's right. Nothing here on the Manti skyline. You know, there were a couple close calls around the state where people were fully buried and they were able to be dug out by their partners. Because they had the correct avalanche rescue gear, they were able to be dug out. They were blue, not breathing, in two different cases, and they came around and were able to, get out of the mountains on their own power. So a couple of very close calls, but things went good for them because they did have the proper gear, and they were able to have successful rescues. So close calls, but we made it through the week with no fatalities, so it's good news.
Good news. So what are we looking at maybe this weekend and into next week?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, it looks to me like the storms are going to kind of quiet down a little bit. We're not going to see quite as much snow. We will be seeing snow starting again Saturday night and lasting into like Wednesday, but it's going to trickle in more. It's not going to be these huge storms that we've seen. So this is going to allow the avalanche danger to gradually decrease. Now, I want to make sure folks don't get confused there, because it's going to still be a very dangerous situation out there this weekend. It's just slightly less dangerous than it has been. The avalanches will still be sizable. They're still going to break wide. You can still trigger them remotely, but the chances are just slightly less than they have been over the past week. So this means you need to, if you're going into the backcountry, you need to approach things very cautiously. And I'm still recommending that folks avoid all steep terrain. That's anything over 30 degrees in steepness. If you do that, if you avoid being on slopes of 30 degrees or steeper and avoid being below slopes of 30 degrees or steeper, you'll be just fine out there, and you can go out and recreate and have a good time.
And because that's one thing we always like to stress here is we're not saying don't go out, don't do what you normally do, but use a little bit of caution as you're heading out before you get yourself into a situation that, you know, maybe you don't want to be in, so to speak.
That's right. You know, arm yourself with a little knowledge. Check the daily avalanche forecast to see what the current conditions are. You can get that at utahavalanchecenter.org. And then use that information to make decisions. You choose the terrain that you're going into according to what the avalanche danger is. When it's low danger, then we can pretty much go anywhere. When the danger is higher, then we have to rein it in. Now, The one thing is we're starting to be able to travel around a bunch more now. The upper layers of the snowpack are more supportable, and it's easier to travel around. And the riding conditions are pretty good, so this could lure people into steeper slopes where they might not want to be. Well, they definitely don't want to be there this weekend. So, the lure of that fresh powder is it can cloud people's judgment. Let's put it that way. So be aware of that when you're heading out there this weekend.
All right. And once again, list off, things that people should be taking with them when they go out into the backcountry.
Yeah, if you're traveling around through the mountains up there, everyone in your party should have an avalanche transceiver or an avalanche beacon, same thing, an avalanche shovel, and an avalanche probe. And these are the three key items that will help you if, in the event someone is buried, it's about the only way you're going to get them out. You only have about 10 to 15 minutes to do this. You can't call for help and find someone. They'll definitely be dead by the time rescuers get there. So you have to be the rescue party, and those are the pieces of equipment that will make a successful rescue, and we've seen it twice again this week.
All right, so stay safe as you're heading out this weekend. Have a good time, but just be careful and know what you're getting into before you go, and the best place to start is there at the Utah Avalanche Center's website. Brett, thank you so much for taking out the time this morning. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, we'll see where we are next week. Thanks a bunch, Dave. Really great to chat with you.
Thank you, sir. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.